Okay, we're up to the Gemara of Chavtes of Abay, about 12 lines on the bottom. Omar Abiz Chagnafcha, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, Shechol is B'Shabbos, of Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Falls on a Shabbos, there are three occasions that you have Shabbos, you have Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. Is mit mevien sholosh teilos. You bring out three different teilos. V'koidin behen. This is what you read. Echad. In the first one, you read binyan shayim. You read the parsha of the day. V'echad. And one of them bidrash chaydish. The second one you read is on rosh chaydish. And v'echad. The third one b'chanukah. The third one is chanukah. Now the chaydish we had the exact same thing a minute ago. You told us anything on rosh chaydish other. You said that if it falls out, the rosh chaydish other falls on the Shabbos. If a Chodesh Adar falls on a Shabbos, he said you have one Kisisa and you know Shkolim, Chodesh, and local ones. What do you have to tell me Chanukah? We understand. Once you have three different in Yonim, you have to have three Tzivitaitis. Why do you have to spell it outside by Chanukah, side by Parshas Shkolim? It says the Gemara, you know why you need both to tell you both Dinim? Because. Utsrichini both. We eat Mabahop, we only knew the Din. Regarding Chanukah, I would say Bahokam, but only here Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said that you need three Sefer Torah. Avo Bahach, when it comes to Parsha Shkolim, maybe it could be had in the top of the page of Machlekes what it is Parsha Shkolim. Is Parsha Shkolim actually Kisisa, like we read today, or is Parsha Shkolim the same thing you normally read on normal Chaydish? And if it is the same as normal Chaydish, you don't need three Sefer Torah because the same Parsha you read for Chaydish is the same Parsha you read for Shkolim. No, but you would have, you'd be Yates above it. And the more asked the top of the page, what's the difference between every Rosh Chodesh and Kisisa? We said how you work out the Elias. So maybe you'd work something there with the Elias as well. Or maybe do read it twice. The more doesn't, the machine don't spell out what he means. But I would have thought, over here, when it comes to Shkolim, Kerab Svidele de Amur, who says, Pasha Shkolim is as Karbni Lachmai, over Shteis, Taitis Sagi, and two, Taitis is enough. Kamash London, no. Over there also, you need three Taitis because Shkolim is Pasha Kisisa. Nuvele Mahavale Bayhach, tell us about Pasha Shkolim, or automatically know about Chanukah, the same thing. You need three Sefer Torah. This Gemara is all very important for Gaboyim. Once he told us the din regarding regarding Shkolim, he never told us the Mechanica. We figured it out on our own. He told us things. So we said, this is what Rabbi Shkolim would have said when it comes to Chanukah. The same thing. He's not talking about it at all. He's just talking about Shkolim. Yeah, we're saying that this is. He never said it. We're saying, and therefore, at the tzav, what he said regarding Shkolim, we now know that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha would have held the same thing would apply to. We're changing the Gemara around. He never said it. It's Chodav Klal. No, so we're saying it's like the Gemara is being masik from the original Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. We now can understand as well that it comes to Chanukah, it's what you do. And Yitzchak Nafcha didn't say it because it's obvious. Once you know what he says here, it's obvious. Yeah. Even we learned the Shchedish Tevis Cholim B'Chol. What about the Shchedish falls on the weekday? Amr Yitzchak Kroru Tlosa, but the Shchedish V'Chad B'Chanukah. If the Shchedish Tevis falls out on a weekday, you have to read Seidah Shchedish on Chanukah. And as far as Chanukah is concerned, you only have three Aliyahs. Now that it's the Shchedish, you have four Aliyahs. So you call the first three Aliyahs the Shchedish, and the next one you bring out the Tevis for Chanukah. But Abdimi Dimin Chayfa Amar no, Korut Loss of Chanukah. First you call the three Aliyahs for Chanukah, and then the Chad Berush Chayish. The next Teda is a Chayish. Only one Aliyah. Amar Abmani says Abmani. Kavosed Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Mestam makes more Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha that a Chayish is three and then Chanukah is one. Why? Because Todish. Exactly. Todish ain't Todish Kaidim. So Chayish is every month. Chanukah is only once a year. So therefore Todish ain't Todish Kaidim. Omar Rabbi in Faket, Kavah said that Rabdimi Mestabre makes most of the Rabdimi that what? That Chanukah should be first and Chaydish second. Me got him little Vish Yavi. On Chanukah, you only have three Aliyahs. Why are we having a fourth Aliyah at all? Because it's Chaydish. So therefore, the Chaydish should be the one who gets the fourth Aliyah. Exactly. Here's slightly different. True, this is slightly different. There. Each one agrees that one is greater than the other. The question is, how far back do you go? The Yaim is greater than the Bebregofen. Bebregofen is greater than the Kiddush. Without wine, you wouldn't make Kiddush. Without being Shabbat, you wouldn't have drank the wine. So the question is, it's like a circle. The question is, which one do you go first? Here, Hakol Moedim, that the Rosh Chodesh is what's causing you to get a fourth Aliyah. But the rule of Tadr Shein Tadr, does that override this other reason? Over there, the Gemara says there are two reasons. One is Tadr Shein Tadr, and we have Mi Goydim Mi. So we don't use the Tadr to overrule the other one. No, each one has two reasons. We'll give each one two reasons. My habi Allah. Bottom line, what's the halacha? The basic one: emesgir is chaydish. Ignore is chaydish. You only do chanukah. The chanukah is three, and the chaydish is one. The rabba, my emesgir chanukah. You ignore chanukah. You do three, the chaydish and one chanukah. Here is emesgir for chanukah. You ignore chanukah. So three is the chaydish. Go tadir. Entire tadir kaidin. And you grow chanukah and chaydish. Eat more. Next case. Holy as. For Shabbos supersedes everything else. There is a Tesis. What do you mean? Because Shabbos doesn't have that koyach to doesn't push away Shabbos itself.
We had.
Using the rule of Tadr Shein Tadr, you would think that you should read the Haftarah as Chedesh when Chedesh falls on the Chanukah. Haftarah. No, Haftarah Gemara here discusses. The Tazer here discusses Haftarah. Which one do you do? You do Nedis or Zachariah, or do you do. Which one you do? As it says here, because the Chodesh Chedesh Shabbos, the Haftarah should be Chanukah. Even though we just said right here that it's Chedesh, when it comes to Aliyah, pushes away Chanukah Ketodah. When it comes to Haftarah, it's the other way around. Mishum Pesum Enisa. The Loi Bashamayim Kisi Shei Haftarah Shei Chedesh. And another thing he said is because the last thing you read was Chanukah, so the first Haftarah should be the one that connects from the last thing. Then they said, so how come Rosh Chodesh, if Chanukah is so important? So in Nisa, why do we read Rosh Chodesh first? Because Kivan, since you could do both, Tadr and Pesum in Nisa, Avdina Tavai, but Tadr Kaidim. It puts a little different slant on this whole Gemara. In other words, the Agumara sounds like, in fact, the Gisa in the Agumara is Ein Mashgichin. You ignore it. Taisa says, you're not ignoring it. Since you can deal with both, then might as well give the rule Tadr Shein Tadr, we're doing Pesum Enisa. But when Haftarah only can do one, then Pesum Enisa is a greater thing than Tadr. And we're not going to read the Haftarah of Havel Hechad Le Efshel Mever Tavaya Pesum Enisa Adif. Sorry? Yeah. When they have the kind of Haftarah, the Haftarah is always the Chanukah.
Yeah, there's a normal Haftarah for a Shabbos. Comes on the Shabbos on the Shabbos, you push away the Tadir and you make the
Haftarah. Also Haftarah, yeah.
That's right, so I'm saying, so you do push away the Tadir because of the Mo'ira of the Yom as it were.
True, you can argue over there, it's not really Tadir because every Shabbos is a different Parsha. It's not the same Parsha you read every Shabbos. So,
No, but every year when you read this Parsha,
so that's called Tadir. Okay, that's. It's an interesting Vodatesa which totally changes the chat around here. Not like it's absolute Tadir. It's only because you have a Breda, you can do both, so let's give the right to say them. If you can't do both, somebody says first. Interesting. Back to the Gemara. Eat when we learned. Chol liyis b'vata tzava. What if Pasha Shkolim falls out of Pasha Tzava? Now Pasha Shkolim is the Pasha right after the Tzava. Kisisa. Now what do you do then? Interesting shaila. Vamiz gonafter. Koru shisa ma'ata tzava at kisisa. You call up six aliyas from Tzava until kisisa. And then the chad mechisisa advosisa, the seventh aliyah mechisisa advosisa. As you know, the halacha is that the person who gets maftir is part of the seven kriim. The way we do today is not hapi halacha. We do today because since we paskin that you're allowed to add aliyahs on Shabbos, so then we decided, Chacham decided to make the maftir not part of the seven to be yoytze the other day in the Gemara. It says that's not part of seven. But during the week, like Moshe by Tainus Esther, by Tainus, the third Aliyah is Maftir, because you're not allowed to add. And Maftir is part of the Aliyahs. So he's saying over here that Maftir is Kisisa, so therefore the first six, he divide Kisav into six, and Kisisa is number seven. Amr Abayi Zabayi Amri. Okay, so you read from outside to Kisisa, then Kisisa. People will say, Okumu de Kumakim Hassan. People will think that the Pasha of Tetzaveh ends where you finish Kisisa and Vasisa. They won't realize you're reading Pasha Shkolim because it's a continuation to the next Pasha. Ela, by this, what you do? Karu Shisa Me'ata Tetzaveh Adva Asisa. You start from Tetzaveh, and the sixth Aliyah, finishes in middle of Kisisa by Vasisa, Esakir. And then, you call a Pashas Kolim, V'chad V'toni V'kodi M'chisisa Ad V'asisa. Then you call a Pashas Kolim and you repeat it. So then people realize, this is Pashas Kolim. Because of these problems, they made the calendar today that Kisisa, that Shkolim can never fall out in Pashas Kisisa, never fall out in Pashas Kisisa. So we don't have the issues that we have here. Could be Machlegis. Meshal asks a question. It says, Cholim B'Pashas Mukhala. What happens if Shkolim falls out in the Pasha next to it? Bein Milifana, whether the week before, no, it's the falls the week at the Tzaveh, Bein Lachareh falls out in the week of Ayakel, Koyin Oisa, you read it, the Koyin Oisa, and you repeat it. New repeating it sounds like a Baya. Bishloim Labay Nichan makes sense. You're repeating it. We're repeating it because you read Tzaveh all the way till Kosisa, and then you repeat it from beginning to Kosisa. Fine. But Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche, he said that you don't repeat at all. You go, you read Tetzaveh on its own, then you read Kisisa. No, what's Pshat over here? Oh my Lord, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafche. Ulabim Abayim Nicha, any better Abayi? Teinach Lefuneh. Okay, I understand how you learn Pshat in the Braise when it falls out of Pasha Tetzaveh. Or Belacherech, it falls out of Pasha Yaakov. What are you repeating? You read Vayakil and you go to Kisisa. Everyone realizes that it's a Pashas Kolim. What are you repeating? Must be that the word repeating it does not mean what you think. You're repeating the word for word again. Elamai Yisrael, I wouldn't say, Koyful of B'Shabbosis. You're repeating 2 weeks in a row. Last week you read Kisisa, and this week you're reading Kisisa. That's what you mean we're repeating. Hey, but say, Hakanami, Koyful of B'Shabbosis, the same thing according to me, when you read Pashas Tzav and the next week is Kisisa, that's what means you're repeating 2 weeks in a row. That's all it means. Not that we're repeating the same day, the Pasha twice. No Rai from here either way. What about Cholid B'Chisisa Asper? Whatever falls out in the week of Pasha Chisisa, how do you do it? Amr Yitzchak Nafcha again, same Machleir. Yitzchak says, Kodosh Shisim V'Chisisa Adva Yakel. You start reading B'Chisisa, not from the first Pasuk, but you start reading from V'Chisisa Zakir. You skip out the first part about Shkolim. You start from V'Chisisa till the end of Chisisa, till the Yakel. And then the Chad, and the next Aliyah, Kodi Michisisa Ad Vasisa. And then the next person gets the Aliyah from the beginning of Kisisa until Vasisa. And that's how you do Pashas Kolim. I'm asking about your hashtag, I'm afraid the Kodi people think that, well, you missed it out, now you're reading it to make up what you missed before. They won't realize that you're reading Pashas Kolim. El Arbaya, no. Kodu Shisa Abayakal, you start from Chisisa, you start from the beginning, go to Abayakal, you do six Aliyahs. And then the Chad Tone Kodi. Abaya has no problem with repeating. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha hates this idea of repeating, so he always learns other ways. Ashur Abayi says, you repeat. The Kodi Mechisisa Ad Vasisa. Tanya Kavosi Bataklon Abayi. That Chol Liyaz Bechisisa Ad. So if it falls on the Pasha Chisisa, Kodi in Oysa Vekoyfling Oysa. You read it and you repeat it. Here's Claude. Claude, Kodi in Oysa Vekoyfling Oysa. Like Abayi, you repeat it twice. One as Pasha Chisisa, once as Shkol. But to avoid this whole Machleika, that's why it never happens. As the Ran says. I'm not exactly sure how they made it out, but it never happens today. If that's part of the cheshbon, could be. Could very well be. How do you control that? Yeah.
Could be. Because one of your principles is what day is Pesach
falls out. Pesach, yeah.
And if you have this thing of one chosen, so you know that's kind of like a fixed. How do you then work out?
Yeah, so could be has to do with that, or could be also when in those days you remember. We were having Mori yesterday. They used to read the Torah in 3 years. So because the Torah was completed in 3 years, and that's all. Because they read the Torah in 3 years, it was possible for anything to happen. But the way we did it today, Yeah, but maybe they're talking in theory still when they were doing it for the year. We don't know when things changed. We don't know. Rashi himself doesn't say when it changed. Rashi says, the last Rashi in yesterday's in Gemara, Messiah Gemara, not every like we. So when did it change? Sorry?
The time of the
if so, could be that even the times of Abayin is not because they still during 3 years, so it's possible. But today, now the way we have the Torah, not because of Cheshon and Kislev, but the way we read Torah within a year, it's impossible that it should ever come out to the season. Yeah, but when did it start in bubble also? We don't know where it started in bubble. When did it start in bubble? Yeah, but you don't know when. Yeah, but you don't know in bubble when it changed either. And maybe in bubble parts of the 3 years, parts of the 1 year. There was no Seder. Otherwise, Rashi would have said, Rashi says, or you could say, we don't know when this whole thing happened. It's not clear. So maybe even a bubble, some did. Yeah, some, yeah, different argument. The way that Rambam writes it is, it was Mekemes Noigim Azeh, or Mekemes Noigim Azeh. It's like,
The 3 year doesn't seem to be quite as sensitive as the 1 year.
It's a lot more sensible. It took 10 minutes, that
were
half an hour. I don't know. No, he said probably not, but for a long time. It's just not clear a time when all the entire Klal Yisrael changed. Right, the Gemara, Choli B'lech HaShabbat, what happens if it falls out in another week? Magdim HaShkoli falls out, let's say, if HaShchedesh falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is, we bring HaShkoli and Shabbat before. Itma, we have a number of Machlekes now, there's all for Gaboyim, this Gemara here. Itma, we learned, HaShchedesh, Adish, Choli B'lech HaShabbat. What about falls out on Friday? Do we also read the Shabbat before or the next day? Rav Oma Magdim, Rav says you read the Shabbos before, what's the difference? Anytime during the week you read the Shabbos before. Shmuel Oma Ma'achin, no, if it falls on a Friday, you read Shkolin the next day. He says, Rav Oma Magdim, why is Rav saying Magdim? Because remember, we need 2 weeks before the Shulchanus, the table, the money changes went around the country. So therefore, in Kei Batshalu, you're missing out on it. We want 2 full weeks, and if Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday, and you're not going to reach Shkolin until the next day, you just lost one day. We need 2 full weeks. Shmuel Amar Ma'achin. Shmuel says, no. So practically speaking, it didn't make a difference. You know why? Because L'soiv soiv chameisa b'mayla shabbat mikla v'shulchan is l'nofki ad chad b'shabba. When would the 15th day of the month come out on Friday? You think the people started on Friday to go traveling around the country? They would start Sunday. So anyway, they didn't start till Sunday. And 2 weeks, and if you're going to delay in Pasha Shkolim on the Shabbat, it's a good solid 2 weeks before when they practically, theory they should have started on Friday, but practically speaking, they started on Sunday. And we don't look at the theory, we look at the practice. So the Machlek is that Rav said that in theory you can start on Friday, that 2 weeks before. And Shmuel said, no, you look at Lepoil. Lepoil, they didn't do it till Sunday, so therefore it's no problem. Hilchach Ma'achin, therefore it's better to delay it. The closer it is to the time, the better it is. Too early is also no good. Now we learn, Choli B'Tosh Shabbat, it says, but in the Mishnah, if you fell out in the middle of the week, Magdim in L'Shabbat, it says, you bring it forward. Umavsik in L'Shabbat L'Chedesh, in the next Shabbat, the following Shabbat, give it a break, you don't read anything. My love, it seems from here, Filu B'Tosh Shabbat, read any day of the week, including Friday, Ed of Shabbos. Say, Allah, no, B'Tosh Shabbat, in the middle of the week. But Friday, Tak is different, no Raif Mir. Toshma coming here. Eizo he Shabbos Rishayna. It says in the Braise. What's the first week when you reach Kolim? Kosher Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar Libetoicha. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, you read the Shabbos before. I feel about the Shabbos. What does it sound like? Betoicha any day of the week, including Adar Shabbos, you read the Shabbos before. Raya Tadab. My love, I feel about the Shabbos. Do me the Toicha Adar Shabbos similar to the week before, within the week. Ma Toicha Magdim. Any day in the week, you bring it forward. Af Adar Shabbos Magdim, bring it forward. Amash Shmuel. Shmuel says, no, you read it wrong. Betoicha means on Shabbos itself. And B'teichet, don't read B'teichet, read Bo. That if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, you read it on that day, Bo, on that day. And Afilu Erev Shabbos, if it came out yesterday, you read it on that day. Not the week before, but the day after. Om Shmuv Bo, V'chein Torah Shmuv Bo. That you read on that day, fell out on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Kitanoi, Tzemachle Tanoi, Mesadgin L'Shabbos, you alternate the Shabbos. That means you have a Shabbos, you reach Golem, then a Shabbos, you have a break. If you know, if it Purim falls out, if it is Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week, then you read the Shabbos for Shkolim, the following Shabbos, you read nothing. Leave Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Interesting, when did they call Rabbi Yehuda Anasi? When did they call Rebbe? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, I mean, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Ein Misargin. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that you don't alternate. So when does he hold, when do you read Parshas Shkolim? I'll explain. When they say emesag, we don't have a Shabbos, we don't have a pause. Bizman shecholi about a Shabbos. It falls out on Friday. I hold like Shmuel holds that you read it the day after, and therefore there's no break because the next Shabbos is the Shabbos for Purim. Purim falls out on a Sunday, on a Friday. So when do you read Zocher the Shabbos before? And since the only other Shabbos is the day after Shchedish, and that's when you call them, so there's no pause. But I agree, Bizman Shecholi Batecha Shabbos, if let's say Shchedish fell out on a Thursday or Wednesday, whatever it is, then Magdim Vikaidim Shabbos Shabbos. Of course, we should call the Shabbos before, and the following Shabbos is a pause. Afapishu Shvat. So, Claude, the Machlek is Tanaim, the Machlek is a Rab and Shmuel, and the Loch like Rab. Bishniya, the second Shabbos, you read Pasha Zoch. Itma, we learned. Even learn, Purim Shecholi Bat Shabbos. If Purim falls out on a Friday, if Purim falls out on a Friday, when do you read Pasha Zoch? Say machlekes. Rav Amma Magdim in the Shabbos before. Pasha Zocher. Shmuel Amma Ma'achin. The day after. What's the sword of Shmuel? Rav Amma Magdim in Kehecha de Lai Sigda Masil Eschida. We don't want you to do the activities of Mechias HaMalik before you remember it. So first you do the Pasha last Shabbos Zocher to remember it. And then you do this. Shmuel Amma Ma'achin. Shmuel said, Lai, Amma will tell you. Kivon de Ika Mukafin de Avde Bechamesa. There are those people who are in the Mukafin, the walled cities. They taka have put him on the 15th day. Is Asiya Vizichida Mahadi Adodikos. It comes out that they're doing it and they're remembering it at exactly the same time. Both comes out on Shabbos. It's a little bit hard to understand because the majority of people have open cities, and for them comes out that the Zichida is after the Asiya. Anyway. Tonight we learn Bishniya. It says now Mishnah, we just learned Bishniya. The second Shabbos Zochi we Zochi. Well, Ki Mikla Reish Yarcha B'Shabbos. If the Reish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Mikla Purim. If Reish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Purim is the 14th day. So when does Purim always come out on Friday? Mikla Purim is Shabbos, right? Uktoni, and it says Bishniya and the second Shabbos Zocher, it comes out that even though Purim fell on a Friday, when do you read Zocher the Shabbos before? Like Rav, not like Shmuel. Amar Papa, my Shniya, you know what the second Shabbos means? Shniya Lav Soker. It means that you had a break, then the next Shabbos is Zocher. In other words, you don't read. If Purim falls on a Friday, then when do you read Pasha Zocher according to Shmuel? The second Shabbos after the break. In other words, the day after Purim. Toshma. It says in the Brais we had before, Ezer Shabbos Shnei. What's the second week? Kol Shechol Purim L'Teicha. Purim falls out in it. That's the second week, and you read the Zohar Pasha before. But Fidu Shabbos even Friday. Sounds like even Purim falls out Friday. You read the Shabbos before. My love, Ezer Shabbos Dumi L'Teicha. Ma Teicha Magdim. It's like any day of the week. When do you read Pasha Zohar the Shabbos before? At Ezer Shabbos Friday too. Magdim the Shabbos before. Akasha Shmuel. Amar Shmuel again. You read it wrong. B'Teicha means Ba. If it fell out on Shabbos, when do you read Pasha Zohar on that day? If it falls out on Friday, Fidu Shabbos, you read on that day on Shabbos. Chinta Shmuel Ba. Bo. Choli is b'Shabbos Atzma. What about putting falls on Shabbos itself? And then, Choli b'Shabbos Amar Ravuna, do you hack? Because everybody, even Rav, who says generally you should read Pasha Zocher before Purim, but if Purim falls on Shabbos, then might as well read Pasha Zocher the same day. Because you're sort of reading the Pasha Zocher first before you read the Megillah. But Rav Nachman Amar, dying in Machlekes. Even then, the Rav says you need Chida before Asiya, you should read Pasha Zamolik the Shabbos before. This, because Purim starts at night already, and therefore the whole Purim is Reyasiya. And we want the Schida first, the Shabbos before. So which Asiya, when you say you want the Schida before the Asiya, what's the Asiya? You may Mishta V'Simcha is by day. So you do it afterwards. But what are you doing? What's the Asiya? You do Mishlech, Mons, everything else after Megillah. Is the reading of the Megillah itself also Asiya? Then therefore the Megillah at night is Asiya. And you want the Zechidah before the Asiyah, so the Zechidah has to be the Shabbos before. Maybe reading Megillah itself is considered Asiyah, even though Megillah is also Zechidah. We had before, Zohar, remember in front of Yuches, we had two psukim, Tishkach and Zohar, to tell you that you have to actually not be peh, not be leh, but it has to be a peh. So we had an extra pasuk that has to be verbally, which sounds like, it's like an Asiyah, you have to do something. And maybe that's what the Asiyah is, the Megillah. And maybe get that good for the Machlekes of Shmuel and Rav. Shmuel doesn't consider the reading of Megillah as Asiyah, and therefore for him it's all right to have this Chidon at the same time. What's Asiyah? What is? No, it's not Mishlech Manus or the Matos of Yainim, it's missed the reading of Megillah. That's a Kriyas Megillah. That's Asiyah. And yet Rav has Shmuel has no problem with that. Sorry? He's a Taylor, but also like Mechiyas HaMolek in a way.
So it'll be good enough. So what's the problem then? So the problem would be the Megillah of the night. And Shmuel's not worried about it. Either he holds a Megillah reading is not considered asiyah, or the main reading of Megillah is by day, and therefore he's not disturbed at the night. Itman, I mean, learn. The Shabbos after Purim is the first one. Says Gemara, Itmar, Rab Chama, Chinama, Shabbos, Asmuch, he says no. It's the Shabbos that's closest to Nissan. Sounds like the Machlekes, what's going on here? But like, please, not the Machlekes. Ha, the Ikleroish Chedish Nissan, Beshabbos, which Chedish falls on a Shabbos, you read a Chedish as Elechem. On Shabbos, and then Purim, when you read Paradum, the Shabbos closest to Chedish Nissan. The last Shabbos of Adar, because the following Shabbos is Reish Chedish Nissan, and you're reading then a Chedish Elechem. So the last Shabbos of Adar is when you read Pashas Purim. That's what he was talking about. That's the Chama Chinina. Hardy Ikla Bam, it falls in the middle of the week, so the last Shabbos is Pasha Chedesh. The second last Shabbos is when you read Pasha's Parah. The fourth Shabbos is a Chedesh Zelechem. Tell me, learn, there is Chedesh Adar, Shecholiz B'Shabbos. If there's Chedesh for Shabbos, Koidin Kisisa, you read Kisisa, Umaftidin, you read Kisisa, which is Shkolim, Umaftidin B'Hayyada, we read the Haftar of B'Hayyada, which talks about raising the Erchin money. The Ezehi Shabbos, the Shaina, what's considered the first week? This is the Braisa brought before, now we bring the whole Braisa. Kosher, Cholerish, Chodesh, Adelid, Betech, Chodesh, Adelid, falls in it. The Shabbos before is considered the middle week. But I feel about the Shabbos, even at the Shabbos, that's how we pass like it out. Friday, we read the Shabbos before. Bishnia, the second Shabbos, is Zocher, we read Pasha Zocher. Umaftidi, we did Haftaitis, Pekadati, Mishmul, tell Shalom Melech that he has to go and kill Amalek. The Ezu he Shabbos Shnei. What's the second Shabbos? Kol Shechol Purim B'Teichet Purim falls on the middle of the week. The Shabbos before is Zocher. I feel the Be'ed of Shabbos. Even Purim falls on a Friday. It's a Pasha the Shabbos before. Chayda, why did he say Filu B'Shabbos? He said Filu B'Shabbos. We just said before that even falls on a Shabbos. According to the Rabbi, you read your Shabbos before.
Rabbi, isn't he has going on the side of all?
Yeah. Then Purim is a Friday. Then Purim is a Friday. So Taisa said more or less, because all the other cases are Friday, so therefore he breaks Friday. Even though he could have said a Filu B'Shabbos. B'Shlishis. Or in the time the B'Raisa Ray didn't happen, that Purim fell on the Shabbos. B'Shlishis. In the third week is Paradumah. The third Haftarah of the Dumah. Maftiri in the Haftarah is Rakhti Alechem. Which talks about also Paradumah. Be'ezi Shabbos Shlishis. And what's the third week? Kol Shesmuch LePurim. The closest Shabbos to Purim. Machreh after Purim, so Purim falls on the Shabbos after that. But if he is, the fourth Haftarah is HaChedesh HaZeh Lechem U'Maftirin. And what's the Haftarah? Koyama Hashem Lekim. Also talking about this Chedesh. Nisan. Echel HaChedesh. The Ezeh is Shabbos. If he is, what's considered the fourth Shabbos? Kol Shechor Rosh Chedesh. This is Lebetecha. If this Chedesh falls on the middle of the week, the Shabbos, the last Shabbos of others, when you read HaChedesh. But feel the better Shabbos. Even if this Chedesh is for the Friday, the Shabbos before is you read HaChedesh Lechem. Bachamishis. The fifth week, Chayzer Likasidun. The fifth week, we go back to normal. Now, what do you mean go back to normal? There's two ways of understanding what happened during these 4 weeks. Are we only talking about Haftaitis? That the only thing we changed during these four parshas is Haftaitis, but the Taitis never changed, so every week we read whatever the parsha of the week is. Or we actually changed the reading of the Taitis itself, and the fifth week, we go back to reading of the Taitis. Says the Gemara, Lasei Demai. Which Taitis are we talking about? Rab Ami Amar le Seid v'Pashyas. Rab Ami says he go back to the Seid v'Pashyas. And Rabbi Yimi says le Seid v'Haftaitis. Rabbi Yimi says he go back to the Seid v'Haftaitis. That we didn't change the Pashyas around at all. In other words, according to the first opinion, we stopped reading the normal Kriyas HaTeidah you're supposed to read normal Kriyas HaTeidah. All they read were these four Pashyas. Now the Cheder, this would make more sense if they read the Teidah in 30 years. Then it makes sense. 4 weeks a year, the B'chal didn't read the Teidah. So you already have four Pashas you lost, and then so on and so forth, and you never read another Pasha, and you work it all out, you start seeing how it stretches out much longer. And maybe according to Rabbi Yimi, he says they have Titus, they never lost any Pashas, the whole thing was in a year. Rabbi Yimi also was an Etzisrael. Rabbi Yimi also was an Etzisrael. says Abaye, Kavose, the Rab Ami, Mestabel. It makes sense, like Rab Ami, that actually say the Parshi is the Tanan. We learn in the Mishnah, in the previous Mishnah, learn, like Kolmav Sikim, we interrupt. Le Rosh Echadoshi, we interrupt for Rosh Chodesh. Now, Rosh Chodesh could be anything, right? It could be the Haftarah, it could be the Parsha. Le Chanukim, Ula Purim. Now, Chanukim and Purim, it has no Haftarah. So Chanukah is not Haftarah. So Chanukah means you're changing the parsha around. So we see that what we're talking about changing the actual kriya. The time the money you can put him. In the weekdays, there's no Haftarah, but there's parsha. So obviously the whole mission is telling you that we're changing all the parshas around. The one who says Haftarah, since Chanukah cannot be Haftarah.
The only thing with
Tanis
is the kriya during the week.
The only thing with the Haftarah. Yeah, but Chanukah has a kriya during the week.
Yeah.
And there's Chedesh, but there's no Haftarah there. So when we say there's Chedesh falls out on Monday, instead of reading the Parsha of Monday, you're reading the Chedesh. So over there, there's Chedesh taking away the Parsha. So the Chedesh, this whole mission is talking about Parshas. So it makes sense that everything in this mission is about Parshas, including Yom Kippur, including, and including everything else, and including the Arba Parshas, that we're taking away the normal reading of the Torah, and we're reading the Arba Parshas. But if you're reading that what said Haftarah B'chol Mikra, how do you learn this whole Mishnah? How's he going to answer? Hakidisa. What are you talking about? There, in those places where there's no Haftarah, there's only Parsha. Obviously, the Mishnah is talking about we cancel the regular Parsha, we read that. But that part of the Mishnah where there was Kriyata and Haftarah, all we're talking about Haftarah. So the four Arba Parshas, we're talking about Haftarah, not the Kriya itself. Says in Gemara, when it comes to Tainis, why did you have to cancel the local Parsha? What's the shaila? Likre mitzafre. Because since there are two kriyas and a tainis, shachas and mincha. So why can't you have shachas reading the normal parsha? And mincha, you read the parsha for the tainis. Likre mitzafre bin yana diyema. Why aren't you reading in the morning the regular? Let's say it's a Monday or Thursday. Read the Monday kriyas at Taita, whatever it is. Uve mincha betainis. And my mincha, just like I say, a name of mincha, that's when you'll say the kriya of tainis. And for the Gemara, because they didn't, in those days, they never used to read the Taita in the morning on tainis. They were too busy. Busy doing what? Misayele Rabhuna Mitzafra in the morning Kinufi, they would have a big conference, get everybody together, and they would, and Heichi Avdin, what would they do? Omar Abai, we had some more tainis ready. Mitzafre Lepalgudian from the morning till midday. Ma'aininin Bimilimos, we're talking about the tainis, and for example, it didn't rain. They want to know, what's going on here? How come we're not behaving properly? They're going to be going Cheshmer and Nefesh. Ma'aininin was also looking at Bimilimos, what's going on in the city to see if everything's all right. Mepalgudian Lepanya Riva the Yemen from midday until the next quarter of the day. Kora they lane to Taylor Mafter did Mafter. The Riva the Yemen, but in the last quarter of the day, they asked Rachmim. So in those days, the Taka didn't read Taita in the morning. They only read Taita in the afternoon. So they did Vaychal. Today, we read in the morning as well. We don't have the Kenufis anymore. So we read in the morning the same Kriya they did at night. So we read Vaychal as well. Now it says, Lepasi Vayikorum Vayikro B'Sefer Taita Hashem Elokeim. So therefore, that's when they read in the Taita in the afternoon. They don't? Oh, if you look, maybe it was Agos Abach, he says it was Karinan B'Sifra, but he still has a Maftarah. Maybe they had a Gis without the word Maftarah. Vati Gemara, V'Eifachana, why don't we do the way around? Maybe, how do you know to split the afternoon into two quarters? Maybe the morning was split into two quarters. And the first part of the morning they did Ma'ayin B'Mil D'Mos, and the second part of the morning they did the Kriya, and then the afternoon they were Davening Rachm. Lo Yisak Dada cannot be. See, if it says the Pesach, Ve'elai Ye'osvu, to me they should gather Kol Chored B'Dvar Divrei Elokei Yisrael, anybody who's concerned with the words of the Eibishter, Al Ma'al HaGoyle, above the Goyle, Bani Yeshiv, I will sit there, M'Shemim, Ad L'Mincha Zerev, I'll sit there, they're lost until, confounded until the afternoon. That's when I stand up. So we see there was a whole morning they were sitting there together in conference. Mishnah. Actually, before we do the Mishnah, it's a fascinating Rashi. A long, long Rashi. I never saw it before. A long Rashi. And the Rashi then gives a summary of what he wrote. Yeah, but Rashi should make a summary of what he wrote. So let's just do the summary because this is an important rule for Gaboyim to remember. This is a long Rashi, but it starts
Derech Tzor.
Oh, but Rashi, let's do Rashi because it's a good klal to remember. This is not Shabbat Yontov. This is about Other the four Pashis. Oh, yeah. Shabbos, yeah. So 10 lines into Rashi. Yeah, you never know. Derech Tzorah, 10 lines into the wide lines. Rashi, Derech Tzorah. Let me give you a kitzur in the wide lines in Rashi. If you want to look. Derech Tzorah. See, there's a dot over there. See, we have about 10 lines into the Rashi. 9 lines. See, Derech Tzorah. I'm going to give you a summary of everything I wrote. Simon, if you want to remember, you may kviyas lo shchedesh other. Depending on what shchedesh other is, depends on the parshas. It goes like this: Zavdu. This goes. The Zavdu. There's 4 days that shchedesh other can fall out on. Either Zayin Shabbos, Beis Monday, Dalet Wednesday, Vav Friday. This is how it works. The Simon have sukkah. So how do you remember which Shabbos is a break? If it's Zayin, then it's two. If Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, so that's Pasha Shkolim. The next Pasha week is Pasha Zocher. Then the next week, which is the day after Purim, is a break. So Tezvav of Adar is a break. The first letter is always the day of Chodesh, and the second letters are the breaks. Beis, if Chodesh Adar falls out on Monday, then Vav. Then the sixth day of Adar, which is the first Shabbos, there's no reading, because the Shabbos before, 2 days before Shkolim, then the sixth day of Adar, which is Shabbos, you don't read because the next Shabbos you will do Pasha Zocher. Dalet, if Chodesh Adar falls out on Wednesday, then the first Shabbos afterwards, there's no, because the Shabbos before you did Shkolim, the first afterwards is the break, and the following Shabbos is Zocher. But then, Vav Beis Yud Vav, if Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday, then there's two breaks. There's a break the next day, which is Beis, and there's another break the day after Purim, which is Yud Vav, 16. Two breaks. And Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rashi spells it out. Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar b'Shabbos b'Yom Zayin is a half sukkah as well. The break is a 15 day. L'Chodesh. V'lo Yais, that's it, one break. Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar b'Yom Beit Chodesh falls on a Monday, then a half sukkah b'Vol Chodesh. Then the break is the Shabbos. Afterwards, there's no reading. V'lo Yais, no more. No other breaks that month. Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar b'Yom Dalet. Chodesh Adar falls on a Wednesday, a half sukkah b'Yom Dalet. Then V'lo Yais. So fourth of Adar is when you take a break, but that's it, no other breaks. Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar b'Yom Shishi. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday, then Hafsakeh b'Yom Beis. There's two Hafsakehs now. B'Yom Beis l'Chodesh, because the next day, the following day, you already read Shkolim the Shabbos before. So the day after is Beis Adar. There's no, you don't read Pasha Zocher. It's too far. And B'Yom Yudvav, the day after Purim, you don't read Pasha's Pura either. L'Chodesh, take a break as well. That's the rule. Remember that. Zatu Bav Dadu Vav. Do they? But Rashi made it so clear. But interesting, he's a whole long Rashi, and then he could have said this whole kitzur of Chachilah, everybody would understand. It's pretty easy to understand.
Rashi is a Malamed.
That's it, okay.
He's a Malamed, then
he's going to summarize. A Malamed Dadika, yeah. Mishnah. The Pesach. How do you read Pesach? Koidin. Should we do the Mishnah tomorrow already? Because Tuesday we have only a Malamed and anytime.